Governments lie all the time. Well, not just the American government. It's just in the nature of governments. Well, they have to lie. And since they don't represent the people, and so since they act against the interests of the people, the only way they can hold power is if they lie to the people. People the truth, they wouldn't last very long.
Greeted with nothing but niceness. Sailing west in attempt to find golden spices. Dominated by the popes and frenzy for ISIS. The Catholic Church expelled Jews and claimed it was righteous. The first man to see land would get a reward and get a yearly pension for life, clearly from God. A young sailor saw land, said we isn't far. Columbus lied, said he saw it the evening before. They touched ground, they were greeted by the Arawak. Columbus had them locked up as prisoners in an hour flat. He wanted to find a source of gold, and that was that. And when they thought that wasn't fair, then he stabbed they back. When there was no more gold, he took slaves instead and left 250,000 Indians in Haiti dead. The men died in mines, the women died at work. The children died from lack of milk and they died in the dirt. They were just taking advantage of a passive people. They were just being the savages of massive evil. That's the church work, that's the path of massive ego. That's the blood of Abraham being stabbed by the steeple. At 16, 19, they were patiently waiting for a ship to carry slaves that was changing the nation. The white man was a cannibal praying to Satan. Hatred, contempt, or pity, or patronization. That's the cornerstone, everything racism based in. The African had a more advanced civilization. Black was slave, master was white, rationalization. 50 million dead, that's Western civilization. At first they appeared in the north, and they were helpless in the face of superior force. And all of them were chained together, they really was lost. Racism isn't natural, it's merely divorce. Before the slave trade, black was considered distasteful. By the Oxford Dictionary, I find it disgraceful. It's not a natural tendency to be bitter and hateful. It's a natural enemy of the critical staple. Slavery grew as the plantation system grew. The reason for that's kinda easily traceable. Society of helpless dependence was capable. Or say, fuck a slave master, you in slavery too. Seven slaves were put to death for murdering master. Fear of slave revolt had them developing faster. You a Cataline killer, an elegant bastard. I would burn the white man while smelling the ashes. From time to time, white man was part of the resistance. White indentured servants wanted no part of the system. King Philip's war showed that if people would listen, that they could maybe break the complex chain of oppression. Tyranny is tyranny, but that's a concession. But the women, they was treated like that of possessions. Black women had it work cause they was abused. That's the white justification of Aryan blues. The next move was to dominate the Mexicans. James Polk dominated them like they was next to kin. He sent Colonel Cross to lie to them and let them in. 11 days later his skull was crushed, so message sent. We take nothing by conquest, that was the mantra. The military wasn't human, they were just monsters. Henry David Thoreau refused to pay his taxes. Denounced the Mexican war and got locked in shackles. The 20th century opened, anger re-emerged. Reality of ordinary life was being heard. Anarchists and feminists came from factory work. Communism, socialism seemed to be rebirth. War is the health of the state, is what Bourne said. And if you was born around that time, you was born dead. The Espionage Act had people confused, cause it was double talking, they didn't know how it'd be used. Supposedly it was an act against spying. Du Bois know that that was bullshit and they was lying. Charles Schenck was arrested in Philadelphia for printing and distributing leaflets cause they was helping you. He was indicted, tried and then found guilty, and spent 6 months in jail. Don't that sound silly? Had his freedom taken away by his own nation. But there's a lesson, do not submit to intimidation. The act still exists today and this shit is real. Supposedly Kennedy tried to have that shit appealed. Eugene Debs did 10 years for no purpose. He obstructed the recruiting and enlistment service. The post office started taking taking male privileges of magazines who printed anti-war sentiments. A socialist named Fairchild had it right. He said that they can shoot me, but they can't make me fight. They sentenced him to a year in jail, and that was reckless. 65,000 men, conscientious objectors. They were sent to army bases to work there. They were treated sadistically and were hurt there. They were strangled with a hemp rope till they collapsed. And officers punched their stomach and their lower back. A garden hose was placed on their face with a nozzle about 6 inches from them so they couldn't swallow. The war ended in 1918. The government was just trying to wipe the slate clean. Hemingway wrote Farewell to Arms. Dalton Trumbo wrote Johnny Got His Gun. The war was over, but they didn't learn their lesson. Twin tactics of control, reform and repression. The patriotic fervor of war had been invoked. That's why the country that you live in is a I'll be neutral on a moving train. This is a story about the lies that your teacher told you. This is real, actual, factual. No lies in the whole record. Your government does not care about you. The people in power do not care about you. Understand that. Power to the people.
War is like a fix. You know, you get high on war. We won, we won. And then you're down on the ground again. And you need another fix. You need another war. Why do you think we've had war after war after war after war? Every war, they say, this is the end. This is the last war. In World War One, they said, this is the war to end all wars. And then, not long after that, was World War II. And then soon, the United States was waging war in Korea and then Vietnam. If you study history, what you learn is that wars are always accompanied by lies. Wars are always accompanied by deception.
Always, always. It's always lies when you're dealing with the government. Lies, lies, lies. Real lies, real lives. You gotta realize. Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, B. We are back here at top of the hour. And, you know, just so many subjects to talk about. I know we can go on forever about these things, but we try our best to hit these points and just sort of roll right through them. I want to go ahead and get started with the, since we're going to be talking about race this episode, it's an unavoidable issue, but let's talk about another elephant in the room. Please go ahead with clip three, Mike.
Leader of a group called Black Lives Matter of Greater Atlanta was arrested by the FBI today on fraud charges. Agents raided a home in Toledo, Ohio, and arrested Sir Major Page, whose real name is Tyree Conyers Page. He's accused of using more than $200,000 in donations from the Black Lives Matter of Greater Atlanta social media page to pay for personal items. That includes food, entertainment, furniture, and tailored suits. The FBI says he told people asking about the money that it would be going to causes related to social justice and the George Floyd case. Sir Major Page's organization is not affiliated with Black Lives Matter of Atlanta, despite having a similar name.
Okay, so, and people immediately just want to discredit. Black Lives Matter scam. You know, the founding women, they're all rich now. They're not down for the cause, really. And da 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 da. And I'm gonna say, you know, for one thing, every endeavor to collect money for anybody, there's always the criminal element, regardless of race, that wants to come through and snatch that money. There's always somebody in the name of somebody else that wants to collect money on your behalf. Doesn't matter the race. Now, this guy did basically still, well, lied to get $200,000 to spend on himself. I mean, how long have the telethon's been going on? You know, save the children in Africa. As much money has been flooded, the millions, probably billions of dollars that have flowed into those things. I mean, Jerry ran those telethons. I mean, where's all the money going? To keep his hair black? I mean, hair dye? I mean, come on. Where's all the money going? So, I think it's a little BS. It's you're going to catch somebody with, you know, $200,000. It's hypocritical. Catch somebody with $200,000 who's black. Oh, yeah, no. We got to cut that off right now. But you've had, you know, Sarah McLachlan, you know, making songs to collect money for this and that. And where'd that money go? Where'd that money go? The money did not go to Africa. I can tell you that. Oh, well, percentage has to go to this part of the organization. This workers over here. And by the end of the trickle, you know, oh, this village got a few thousand dollars. That village got a few thousand dollars. When a billion went into the machine. So I'm kind of upset. I'm happy and upset at the same time. I'm happy that this man was caught. Again, criminal, taking advantage of a situation. I don't care what color he is. But at the same time, I wish his white counterparts with the white collar crime could have been caught before they made billions and are still walking free today.
Well, V, I'll jump in quick here on this one. We have the main people that are the only real people that are doing the decrying of Black Lives Matter are the Republicans and Trump supporters. And yes, like you just said, is communism a problem with some leaders of Black Lives Matter? Yes. Have some of these people taken money and spent it on themselves? Yes. Am I glad that they got caught? Yes. However, this is a case of Trump supporters needing to get the beam out of their eye before they worry about the $200,000 in this gentleman's pocket. Trump took an oath before God to protect the Constitution. He signed an executive order that destroyed the Constitution. He destroyed the economy. He continued the illegal Bush and Obama wars. He didn't stop them. Credit to Joe Biden for at least saying he's going to stop them. Donald Trump is also a pedophile protector, bare minimum. So, yeah, is it bad that some black guy embezzled $200,000 and he's getting caught? Yeah, it's pretty bad. But these same people saying how that's bad don't mind trillions of their own tax dollars to be spent in a legal war. If you ask me, I think we should focus on the illegal war, pedophilia, and Constitution before we worry about some J-off who embezzled $200K.
Why don't we start with 9/11? Look at Larry Silverstein, or Silverstein, however you want to pronounce it. Look how much money he made in the billions on a fraudulent insurance. You know, rewind to your last clip about lying, about how they're all liars. Look at what Mike Pompeo said, CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. We even had entire courses on that. He said, what's the first, the cadet motto at West Point? Right? That's what we do. So while I was getting this show ready, I put in big letters and in heavier black to remember to say to you guys, they lie. They lie because they can. In court, wherever, their hand on the Bible, doesn't matter. They're immune from prosecution. They lie all the time with a smile. So what do we expect? Any good is going to come out of them? I don't think so. They're laughing at us, literally.
Absolutely. 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 I just, but my point is that racism goes in so far. Black man tries it. Oh no. Oh hell no. We can't have that. Can I have that?
Yeah, but you know what?
200 grand. Oh, we've done 200 trillion. Oh, but no. They'll never see handcuffs. They'll never see handcuffs.
You know what? Before the term black, it was Native American. Keep talking like that in the 60s or 70s, replace the word black with Native American. That's how it was.
Yeah.
That's what they do. One genocide after the other. It doesn't make any difference to them. They want us gone. So what do? Oh, we're going to have to, introduce vaccines and then force vaccines. And this is where it's going. And I've had some hair-raising news about vaccines as well that I'd like to share with you guys whenever we go there. But,
yeah, I know. Well, just stay patient with me here.
I would like to send a tip of the hat to both of you, just really quickly, because of the strength that you guys have for sharing this type of stuff, and how long, hoping that people someday are going to ask you, how long, have you done this stuff? Why have you done this stuff? Well, we're doing it because we care about the people that are listening, and we care about the integrity, and we don't want to be liars. Because if we know this stuff and we don't do anything about it and we don't share the truth, we're lying.
Exactly. And so that we can go ahead and try to fast forward to the subject matter for the last part of the show. Mike, can we do clip 5, the first 33 seconds?
The two Bureau of Prison guards assigned to monitor Jeffrey Epstein the night he killed himself, they've admitted they falsified records, and they've now made a deal with federal prosecutors. Their sentence, 100 hours of community service. Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse ripping the deal tonight, saying, quote, "This is unacceptable. Epstein's victims have been failed at every single turn. The public deserves a full report of the Bureau of Prisons' failures. And Maine Justice needs to redouble its work to bring every one of Epstein's co-conspirators to justice."
Now, this is Will's thing right here. Okay, guards falsifying records on Epstein. Go ahead, lay it on us, bro.
I'm glad you brought this up. I had this in one of my tabs since Thursday, Friday. And this is just another one of the anomalies. There's probably at least 35 now anomalies. Now, I'm not talking about small anomalies. Big anomalies when it came to this guy's death. And this should be all over the news. These people should be in jail for a long time. 9 months community, or what do they say? 9 months? What do they say? Community service, something like that? 9 hours?
No, 100 hours. 100 measly hours. And a death of a billionaire.
Not just a billionaire. A billionaire that's connected to every single person and was behind the largest child sex trafficking ring in United States history. And he was hanging around with everybody. It's really, really sad how they just murder any single thing that we could ever get truth on. They will literally murder people to cover stuff up, and it's just like sickening, because just the week before that, the prosecutors that gave Jeffrey Epstein the sweetheart deal, they're not facing any trouble. None of these people are facing any trouble, and it's only the people that are upset about this. When Ghislaine Maxwell has news, the people make it important, but the news doesn't cover it. They just bury it. It's sad, and it's just gonna have to take people like you and me to just reinvigorate our search on this. It just shows you that the state, we can never trust them, right? I mean, come on. I mean, even if you figure, oh, well, we didn't really care about the guy that murdered Will Turbin or V, whatever. We only solve 4% of crimes. 96% of the time we screw up. I mean, that's even worse than baseball batting average. Can you imagine? But you think they would take this murder a little more serious, or suicide, or whatever happened here. They don't care. It's infuriating. Thank you, V, for bringing this up. The American people need to be aware of this.
Absolutely. It's ridiculous. You have anything to say on this before we get to our vaccine stuff here? Luca?
Well, I think if you guys can bear with me, I think what intelligence means is to be able to entertain all kinds of different things without slamming the door on anything. And if you can have the strength or the fortitude or the acumen, whatever you want to call it, to be able to go in every single direction and not disagree, that's the wrong word, but even stuff that doesn't resonate with you, at least you look at it. I've heard people say that Epstein is probably in Israeli territory with you know, drinking a margarita right now. You know what I mean? And they can fake it. I wouldn't put anything past these people. They're so dangerous to start with. And I'm hearing more and more dangerous stuff as we speak. So it's like, you know, to have the CIA director saying that they lied and they cheated and they stole and laugh about it. You know, bad parenting has a new meaning as far as I'm concerned. I see the American people as the children and the American government as the parent. I really do. And that's a really good example. They don't care about their children. They never have. So what are they breeding? Look at us now. That's what we become because it's so easy. Oh, hell, now they're going to pay for us. Now we're going to become the biggest welfare state. And then Netanyahu, doesn't he say something about tearing America apart? Because that's what you do to countries that you hate. In 1991, he said something similar to that. How America is the golden calf and we're going to tear it apart piece by piece and make it the world's biggest welfare state. I believe that's what he said. I'm opening it up right now. We will suck it dry, chop it up and sell it off piece by piece until there's nothing left but the world's biggest welfare state that we will create and we will control.
Exactly.
We destroy them very slowly. That's what we do to countries we hate.
And Luca, oh my God, that could not be a better segue. Mike, clip 4, please.
The military in Congo says a major city threatened by a massive volcanic eruption has been spared. They say molten lava that was streaming toward Goma came to a stop just a few hundred meters from the city limits. Authorities had urged Goma's 2 million residents to evacuate after a mound near Agongo erupted for the first time in almost 2 decades. But many accused them of responding too late after thousands had already fled into neighboring Rwanda.
The flowing lava made this road impassable. When Mount Nyiragongo erupted Saturday evening, people quickly packed some belongings and fled. There were widespread power outages in the nearby city of Goma. Residents were unsure of where to find a safe haven. Now we don't know what we are going to do. Since we first saw the eruption this evening, people immediately started to panic. We, the children of Goma, don't know what it will be like. We've never seen anything like this before. We study the volcano. People talk about it a lot, but really, we've never seen it. Never. We're all shaking. Mount Nyiragongo is in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo, close to the border with Rwanda. It's considered one of the world's most dangerous volcanoes. Its last eruption in 2002 killed 250 people. As lava approached Goma's airport on the eastern edge of the city, officials urged residents to evacuate. New fractures opening in the volcano allowed lava to flow south toward the city center.
Let's bring in journalist Regan Manaweka. He's in Goma. Regan, welcome. The military has announced that the city of Goma has been spared. Can you confirm that? And does that mean that you are now safe where you are?
At this moment, yes, we are a little bit safe, but the situation can change because some people who went in the western part or even in Rwanda are coming back here in Goma because it's now 4 or 5 hours. There is no movement of magma toward Goma.
You spoke to people who were forced to...
So let's stop it right there. Now, the reason why I'm bringing up this clip, now, I made a prediction. This is another prediction of mine that is coming true. I'm on a roll, by the way. The prediction that I made was, well, I know a thing or two about weather warfare. Now, you have the presidents of whatever countries, we have the DOD urging cooperation with other first world nations on climate control, cooperation. Now, we're not talking about greenhouse gases here. We're not talking about carbon footprints. We are talking about weather warfare. And one of those weather warfare machines that the United States especially owns is the earthquake maker. You know, we got HAARP. We've got many arrays around the planet that can create earthquakes. Now, how is this related to vaccines? Well, I made the prediction that since this vaccine situation has come about, well, what do they do to nations around the world, especially poor black nations, you know, Haiti, you know, I can name all the countries, but hit with hurricanes and whatnot, with the weather warfare. And what does the UN do? Oh, we would like to give you this rice. We would like to give you this water. But first, you have to have abortions, take these contraceptives, and, oh yeah, take these vaccines. Once all three of those are taken, oh, then we'll give you rice, and then we'll give you water. Now, I predicted that you're going to see some things happen in Africa as far as weather warfare is concerned. And here we are, months later, you have the first volcano eruption you've heard of in your lifetime in Africa. Boom! Can I get an amen? Is anybody out there listening?
I am. I'm right here. I think it's interesting. It's, you know, people were on the path. I mean, I'm not going to say it was or wasn't, but, you know, people were on the path of HAARP for a very long time. And then that quietly, like, kind of ended. Nobody's really been talking about that. We have this technology. We've had this technology since at least Nikola Tesla's time. And in the U.S. government and the FBI seized all of his patents. So it would be illogical, I think, to assume that nothing happened. They didn't do any research on this. I mean, the military would pounce on that in a long time. So it would be unrealistic for us to not consider that, in my opinion.
Guess who owns 70% of the weather? Can you say Rothschild? Oh, and then the weather models are made by government contractors, right? There you go. So you have control over the weather. You create the weather. You can even make hurricanes like Harvey back up. And, you know, if you get into that geoengineering stuff, it's phenomenal. I mean, that's such a big rabbit hole. I didn't even have time to go into it. But, if you can engineer storms like that and you can direct storms and you can take over the weather as a weapon and a tool, you can do anything you want.
Luca, I'm going to want to hear more from you on the other side of this break. Guys, stay tuned. We got more pressing information for you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'll make my way through this front door, bring you the truth. Walk right through. Can't close the door on me. Put my foot through the door and break it down. Okay? I'm coming at you people with the real information. We are talking about the real information the government does not want you to know. Okay? That's I really wish I could name the show that information the government does not want you to know. But unfortunately, there's a YouTube channel named that already. Actually, a really wonderful channel. I studied that back when I was a young lad, so many years ago. But anyhow, yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Real Show, and yeah, this is the real information. I can't stress to you guys enough of what's going on with the covert military-industrial complex. Yes, if you're a poor black country and you have a catastrophe, the first thing that's going to be offered to you is the needle. The needle. That's the abortion, that's the contraceptive, that is the vaccine. Now, since we have a genetic nano-manipulating vaccine. Oh, yeah. Weaponized. They want to get as many Africans as they can into that needle. Will was saying something during the break about Bill Gates. What were you saying? Uh-oh. Did we lose Will? All right.
I'm here, B. Could you go ahead and repeat that?
No, what you're saying during the break there, you know, I love your Bill Gates impression.
Yeah, you know, what I was saying is, when I was thinking about, women and children or black people first, what came to my mind was Bill Gates and how he's been kicked out of supposedly India and certain parts of Africa because of him, thank you very much, murdering and maiming innocent people in the guise of saving people. And then very recently also, he was just speaking with his now ex-wife, Melinda, and he was like, well, we really got to target these minority populations. We want to roll it out to them first. It's like, okay, dude, like, that sounds in theory nice. It sounds in theory nice. Like, okay, yeah, black people, they've been taken from their homeland, they've been enslaved, and there's still a bunch of terrible stuff going on to this day. Why don't, you know, we owe them one. Let's give them the vaccine first. But the problem with that is, I guess what the elite liberals call is vaccine hesitancy amongst the black population. Because of Tuskegee, because of all the government ish that they do to these people, that's unfortunately what's happened is that they're not going to want to do that.
Yeah, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you.
I say they're doing
it. Or actually, the other way around.
They're doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
I say they're doing it on purpose to the black community, to the communities of color, let's say, because I don't want to use the word black and white anymore. I really don't. I had it told to me by a Native American elder. A true original, an elder that follows his traditions. You know what he said? He said that your skin color has to do with where you come from geographically on the globe. That's where your skin pigmentation comes from. So it, we're all human. We're all one race. That's what everybody's got to understand. And they're trying to divide us every way they can. And the virus is just another one. And if you start digging into Fauci and you start digging into the Chinese biological laboratory in Wuhan, you start to find some pretty interesting stuff. And that's what I had to offer you guys real quick, if I can speed read whenever you're ready.
All right, go ahead.
Well, somebody said bioweapon to me. Oh, I put that in my compartmentalizing. Sure, look at our past. HIV/AIDS was proven to be a bioweapon that was made in a lab. Experiments like Lyme's disease, a couple of guys go on Plum Island. It's so secretive that not even the secretaries know about it. And they invent Lyme's disease. Look at Zika. Look at SARS. Why should this be any different? Here we go. Right? Check this out. This is a quote that I received.
Wait, hold on a second. Who owns the patent on Zika? Isn't it Bill Gates?
It's Rockefeller. If you look at the side of the box, there's Rockefeller Corporation written right on it. I've got this from a very trusted friend, a very trusted source, and I'm still digging into it. So I just, it's just amazing. Follow the money, right? This is a quote. The Chinese biological laboratory in Wuhan is owned by GlaxoSmithKline, who by coincidence owns Pfizer, the one who produces the vaccine for the virus that by coincidence started in the biological laboratory in Wuhan, which by coincidence was funded by Dr. Fauci, who is by coincidence promoting the vaccine, right?
And which it's just to back you up here too, Pfizer had to pay out $2.9 billion, that same Pfizer recently because of their medicine hurting people. You're okay. Spot on with what you're saying right now.
So GlaxoSmithKline is managed by BlackRock Finances, who, by coincidence, manages the finances of the Open Foundation Company, which is a Soros Foundation, which, by coincidence, serves the French AXA. I have yet to figure out.
Is that the Israeli BlackRock group that, like, Weinstein and everybody was tied into? And the intelligence, former intelligence guys?
It gets better. By coincidence, Soros owns the German company Winterthur, which, by coincidence, built the Chinese laboratory in Wuhan.
And which was
bought by the German Allianz company, which, by coincidence, has Vanguard as a shareholder, which, by coincidence, is a shareholder of BlackRock, which, by coincidence, controls the central banks and manages one-third of the global investment capital. Okay? So now you got BlackRock, which, by coincidence, is also a major shareholder of Microsoft, the, quote, property, unquote, of Bill Gates, who, by coincidence, is a shareholder of Pfizer. Remember, the selling of the miracle vaccine, by coincidence, is currently sponsor of the WHO. So there you go.
So you're talking about follow the money. Follow the money just lapsed in on itself.
One big
over and over.
Yeah. You know, it's like people call D-Day, you know, people see such a terrible thing that happened. D-Day was a momentous moment for the banking elite. You have to really get out of the box and think the other way around. That's why people like Rockefeller were not in this case, but this was Kissinger that said that all military men and women are dumb, stupid animals that should be used as cannon fodder in foreign policy. That's a quote from him that you guys can you know, anybody can validate, and it makes sense. Throw the guys out. The younger they are, the better. You know, they don't care about their people. If anybody hasn't noticed yet. So anyway, I found that when I was listening to Fox News tonight, Mike Gallagher, a Republican from Wisconsin, was on Fox News saying that Fauci was lying. And I sent those images to him on Twitter directly. Oh, well, you say he's a liar. Well, check this out. You might like that, what I just read to you.
Well, and you know, Fox News, CNN, they are just the arms of the Republican and Democratic parties. And they are going to, I can't use that word, they're gonna block each other in every which way, make it look like there's a wrestling match, when the whole blocking of each other is just blocking people from getting the resources that they need.
Exactly.
Oh, because we have a Democratic president, the Republicans are going to block this bill and that bill that would help, you know, this group of people, that group of people. And then they go back and forth. And people getting screwed while they get what they want, secretly. And it's pissing me off.
Mm.
It really is. I want to go ahead and take a caller since we haven't taken one this episode. We have line one, Vancouver. Go ahead. Line one, Vancouver.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Yes, you got a question or comment for us, sir?
Am I to understand that the moral rectitude of governments has gone astray?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, you know why? The reason is because we don't have Ted Cruz for president. If we had Ted Cruz, then everything would be perfect. Because Ted knows how to do that.
Ooh, you know, Ted Cruz, he's had some good points. I've even backed him up on several things, but lately he has gone so right-wing that it's disgusting with this whole support of Israel. We need to be backing Israel. Israel. And that's where the disconnect between me and Ted Cruz is.
Thank you for saying that because everybody in Congress has to take a pledge to Israel. So everybody in Congress, all the politicians, they have to pledge allegiance to Israel first. This is something that most Americans don't understand. That's why we're sending over $11 million a day to Israel from our taxpaying, you know, citizenry.
Right.
And how it's much, an elite, fictitious state is what it is.
How much are we getting back from that $11 million? That's the question.
Absolutely nothing. No, they're going to suck us till we're dry. That's what they're doing. And that's why very important, powerful, and honest people like V and his producer are doing shows like this. Because, you know, most people have lost the intestinal fortitude that is required for the truth to be told. So that's why I'm so proud of them.
Yeah, there's a precedent for that. It's called ancient Rome. I believe that ancient Rome was compromised in the same way.
Bread and circus, yes.
You had various people, and the United States is going the way of Rome, I think. There's all kinds of things that are corrupting the moral fiber of the population in the United States and the rest of the world as well.
And anyway, JFK saw that, and JFK said he was going to put a stop to it. He promised to splinter the CIA in a million pieces. He fires he fires Alan Dulles, which is a sacred cow in Washington. He got himself killed right away. No, we can't have that. Sorry. That was the last honest president, I think, that you know we ever could have had.
Because that's what I say too.
Because the Rothschild couldn't buy him. He was not interested in being bought. He had all of his money, and he was rock solid. And he was a threat to them. So
you notice, JFK's father had a mysterious stroke just before the assassination.
Mm-hmm.
I often wondered about that. Because his father used to get him out of trouble or get him, you know, able to support him from behind. His father took a stroke several months before the assassination. I think that was
when in Rome. When in Rome.
This is why I really believe that the deep state is that old. It's over 200 years old. And it was already in motion. Because if you really, really look at the documents, what Lemonster was trying to do, you know, talk about blowing up a DC-9 over Cuban airspace and blaming that on the Cubans so we can go and invade. It's exactly the same thing as 9/11. You know,
it's the exact same thing as the Havana Syndrome, because the diplomats got microwaved in a U.S. embassy over there in Havana.
And people want to stay tonight. We're not only going to have a great guest, who is talking about true crime, but I also have an article stowed away for tomorrow, brand new article update on that I'm not sure if anybody's came across, but we definitely haven't covered it on air. So we'll have an update on the quote-unquote Havana Syndrome tomorrow, too.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay.
By the way, did you know that Alan Dulles imported 200 million tabs of LSD in the
1950s? There you go. That explains it. That explains a lot of things.
Yep.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah,
no, he did.
Yeah, that's why CIA are all whack jobs. Yeah,
I'm going to leave this with the call quick. A picture of Nixon and Reverend Billy Graham sitting together, and then one woman says, "Yep," she says, "I'm sure it's going to be called Pedogate because I was sexually trafficked as a child by both of them."
Ooh. And we've had Mr. Althaus, the original creator of The Matrix, on this show. And also, before he was on this show, he was telling me about Jerry, about Graham, and other people calling them sexual deviants and pedophiles. I was like, maybe this guy's a little crazy. It's all come out since then. It's come out with the ties, the sexual deviancy, the ties to Disney, the ties to the mainstream. What's going on there, Luca?
So why do we have the borders open, so the more of this stuff can keep pouring in? That's what they want. That's why they haven't addressed the border issue. It's all, you know, everybody in his right mind would be doing this. Why is the government not doing it? They're told not to because it's all about destroying America.
Well, okay, Luca, you know what? You bring us to our next point here. Caller, thank you for calling in. You brought up some wonderful points. Thank you very much. Can we do clip... let's do clip five, the rest of it, from 34 seconds. Mike?
Oregonians are free to go maskless outdoors now, but the state wants businesses to make customers show proof they're fully vaccinated against COVID-19 in order to be able to take off their mask indoors. Chief Correspondent Jonathan Hunt is taking a closer look for us tonight. Good evening, Jonathan.
Good evening, Shannon. As the number of vaccinated Americans rises and the Centers for Disease Control loosens its mask guidance, many states are opting for the so-called honor system, whereby those who are vaccinated aren't required to wear a mask in indoor settings, but there is no requirement to prove vaccination. Oregon, on the other hand, taking a different approach. You can go without a mask outside anywhere in the state. But if you want to go to a store or a restaurant, go to your church, synagogue or mosque, even go to your place of work, you'll have to wear a mask unless you can prove you're vaccinated. In other words, the much discussed vaccine passport rule will apply in Oregon.
We're asking businesses to make a decision. They can continue to mask like we've been doing for a number of months now, or they can ask their customers, their clients, for vaccine verification.
But some business owners are concerned about the onus the Oregon rule places on them and their employees to ask for vaccine cards. They don't want to have to police their patrons.
It just feels very invasive and too personal, you know. I feel like people are policing themselves pretty well.
Now, okay, Governor...
Okay, well, forget the government. Listen, I've got to say, first off, this is madness because, for one, your medical records are private. It's one of the most private things you can have. Okay. No one can legally. The only people that can legally ask for your medical records is the court, do summons. Okay. Your doctor, if you've got a medical situation going on, and a school institution, which you have to give them assigned permissions for them to ask for it. Those are the only three scenarios. It is illegal, and we have politicians asking people to break the law, asking people to ask for private documentation, which is illegal. We have politicians asking people to break the law for this COVID crap. That is what turns me upside down. Okay? Well, what about the illegals crossing the border? How do we know there isn't going to be a surge of so-called, you know, another wave of the pandemic from the illegals coming over the border? I see because Oregon is up north, up where Canada is, right? Oh, they're going to have so much better of a success rate, right? They're going to have so much better of COVID. And in southern states, which is another reason why Kamala Harris doesn't want to deal with the border, is because if you lock that down, well, you can potentially stop the pandemic, the surge. They don't want to do that. So you got a dichotomy there.
Do you know how they proceeded with the genocide of the Native Americans? They would introduce TB in the schools, okay, and then they would place the sick with the healthy. Instead of separating them and, you know, quarantining them, they would place them in with the healthy. It's exactly what they're doing here. They're using the same tactics. You know, they want as much COVID as possible. This is the whole thing. They want as much of everything anti-life and anti-reasoning and anti-common sense that they can. Same thing with vaccines. Okay, let's destroy the vaccines. Wait till I tell you what I heard that are in the vaccines, and it's verified. Okay, why does Gandhi talk about vaccines saying that they're a barbarous enterprise? But we're not there yet. I think you wanted to cover other stuff first. Am I right?
Cover what you will. I mean, we only got a couple minutes left here in the show.
Okay. Well, Gandhi says that it's a horrendous enterprise, and I'm trying to find the quote. And
while you find that quote, let me just say this real quick. Not only is it they're breaking the laws on HIPAA, but fundamentally, government can't tell private property what you can do in your house or your business. They just can't tell you, you have to do this, you have to do that. Like, it's fundamentally anti-American, it's fundamentally immoral, it's fundamentally unconstitutional. Besides the fact they're giving your medical privacy away, also, government should have no business about what you do in your house as long as you're not hurting anybody else.
See, everything that you just talked about, private property, and the laws, okay? Who makes the laws? It was founded by the Freemasons. They made laws to protect them, not us. So we'll end up with no private property. We're going to end up not being able to control our own children. When they're in school, they're going to be government property. You watch. Anybody who listens and who researches the protocols of Zion, everything that we're mentioning in these shows, it's exactly what's happening. There's the censorship of doctors, you know, so much for the Hippocratic Oath. There are top doctors that are talking about the lack of early treatment of the vaccines. There's people now saying that, you know, vaccinated arms, the magnets will stick to them. Okay. And Dr. Ten.
Nano aluminum. Yes.
And he has a reasoning for that. There's Jim Stone that tells people to stay away from the vaccinated. That's what I wanted to throw at you guys. But to quote Gandhi, he says, vaccination is a barbarous practice and one of the most fatal of all delusions in our current time. Conscientious objectors to vaccinations should stand alone, if need be, against the whole world in defense of their conviction. So you're not alone, by the way. And less than 1%, according to Harvard University study, less than 1% of adverse events in vaccines are reported to VAERS, V-A-E-R-S. We currently have over 4,000 reported deaths as of May 7th. See, this is the stuff we're not being told. You know, I've heard of radiation being emitted from a person. There are people dying left, right, and center, but we're not being told about that.
For the people who are radiating, guess what? The government is using biotelemetry through frequency, and they're already tailor-making your DNA. Ah!
It's called magnetic hydrogel. That would be reason to her for the COVID vax magnet phenomenon.
Yes, sir.
Advances in magnetic hydrogel explain the COVID vax magnetic phenomenon, especially with studies showing it can be remotely controlled.
Boom! You validated everything I've been talking about for years. Thank you. Can I take off this tinfoil hat? Can I stand with the rest of you people? Guys, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Thank you, Luca, for joining us again. I want to say, guys, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king. So please educate yourselves. Good night.
Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.